Immigrant rights advocates are worried about arrests earlier this week by immigration officials in Lawrence as they fear they could signal a drastic shift in enforcement priorities. Five people were arrested after they showed up for appointments they made at the U.S. Customs and Immigration Service office in Lawrence. WBUR has confirmed at least three of those people were beginning the green card application process. WBUR's Shannon Dooling has more.
Brian Doyle knew there was a chance his client wouldn't make it out of her immigration appointment. His client, a Brazilian national who had been ordered deported before she married a U.S. citizen, understood the risks as well, but ultimately decided that she wanted to keep the appointment and begin the green card process. Doyle says this is an example of the difficult situation facing immigrants living in the country illegally. They're forced to weigh the costs and benefits of keeping an appointment with an immigration official in light of the new deportation priorities set forth by President Trump.
Now they're in sort of a catch-22 where, all right, I'm being called in for this interview. You know, I want to have this first step approved. If they don't show up, it's what's called abandoned, and USCIS just sort of assumes that they don't want to go forward with it. But now if they do show up trying to take that first step and they're detained, it can lead to them being removed.
Because Doyle's client is married to a U.S. citizen and sponsored by her husband, she was eligible for a specific application process. Both Doyle's client and her husband were present at the USCIS office for what's called a marriage petition interview. It's a process used to screen for fraudulent marriages. Doyle's client, a small business owner with no criminal record, had just completed a 40-minute question-and-answer session when an ICE agent entered the office. Doyle says the agent took his client into custody, saying that she was ordered deported. Doyle says ICE did have the authority to detain his client.
Yes, they have the authority to, but you're typically not going to see that person be detained in that environment because they are, taking that first step in obtaining status through whatever avenue that they have.
Doyle's client is in ICE custody at the Suffolk County House of Corrections. His client could be detained away from her three children and husband for weeks while the legal process unfolds. Ultimately, she could be deported to Brazil, a country she's not visited in more than 15 years.
The detention of an individual under these circumstances, and most likely the arrest, would be something that is definitely new.
Susan Church is head of the New England chapter of the American Immigration Lawyers Association.
Because the priority system under the Obama administration instructed ICE officers not to arrest or detain individuals under these circumstances.
But that appears to be changing. Church and other lawyers say the fact ICE was notified is not necessarily unusual, but that people were actually taken into custody leads some to believe this represents a shift in tactics.
What this means is that people who are eligible to obtain their green card, who are doing what the government is instructing them to do, are going to be too terrified to show up and follow through with the process. And now a whole new category of people is going to go back into the shadows, living in fear.
In a statement, ICE says that officers were, quote, responding to an investigative tip when arresting the five foreign nationals at the USCIS office in Lawrence. An ICE spokesman said two of the people had no criminal records, while the other three had multiple traffic violations. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.